Now, just before 9 o'clock this morning, spoke to 3AW's police reporter Pat Mitchell about this story, the killing of Jason Langhans. Now, young Jason, 17 years of age, in Turriden, some weeks ago in the early hours, March 21st, he's at a party and it's believed that gate crashes were involved and Jason suffered a serious head injury. He ended up on life support and his family made the most excruciating decision, the worst decision any family would ever have to make ever, was to turn off that life support. Now his family desperately needs help. The police need help. The community needs help. We need to catch these bastards. On the line now is Detective Inspector Andrew Stamper from Victoria Police. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Tony.
I know you don't want to say what I just said, but I think that sums it up in terms of the description of these people, does it not?
Yeah, you're right. That describes it pretty succinctly, I think, and how we all feel about something like this, yeah.
I went through the circumstances. What more do you know other than what we already know?
Well, look, we've, as a police collective, we've been working on this investigation since the Sunday, which was the 21st of March. So we've built a fairly extensive picture of what happened on that night. We now know there are three people of interest that we are looking for, and we've issued descriptions of those people. We're very confident that they're not locals to the Turriden area, that they had come in essentially from the other side of the city. They weren't invited. Our belief is that they were there with the sole purpose of just causing trouble. They didn't turn up until after 1:30 in the morning, when the party was winding down, and the majority of the kids were at the front waiting to be collected by parents or by taxis or Ubers. As you'd appreciate, Turriden is a sort of semi-remote area right on the urban fringe, so transport's not as easy as it is in some places. So there's a lot of kids mingling around, and our advice is that these three unknowns were just basically hanging around looking for trouble.
So they're loitering in that particular area. So they've come from the other side of town, and what, to your mind, were they just looking for trouble? Were they just looking for a party of something to disrupt?
Well, look, we know that they did attend with a person from the area that had been invited. And when I say invited, that this party was very much like a lot of parties are in this age group. It was a fairly broad invitation over social media. However, the people that were running the party had done everything that you would think would be reasonable in the circumstances to control the people coming into the party. So they actually had people standing at the front gate ticking names off. The problem was that by the time that the four people arrived, as I say, we know one of the four who was invited, the three that we're still appealing them to the community to help us in identifying. We know that by the time they identified, sadly, the checkers, if you like, on the front gate had stopped because the party had ended and everyone was in the process of going home.
So when we spoke with Pat Mitchell, our police reporter, he said that as part of the fracas, one of the offenders may have received an injury. So nothing from hospitals or anything to that effect yet of that injury being treated?
Look, what we know is that there was an initial confrontation. So there was a slight argument which caused this. So our advice is that Jason, being the good kid that he was, had stepped in as a peacemaker, had tried to de-escalate the situation, and then without warning or any provocation whatsoever, he was brutally attacked. We then know that the three unknown males have taken off across this property, and as I say, they're all sort of fairly large rural properties, between 1 and 5 acres, that type of environment. So they've taken off across paddocks and fields through properties. They have been pursued by what we believe is about 15 persons from the party. Now, we're saying that those people were pursuing, you know, to try and get these kids who've just assaulted their mate. We have identified a number of those kids, but there's still a few that we would like to come forward and identify and speak to us. Now, what we understand is that the three unknown males had been, there was another altercation, so the party of 15 caught up with the three. There was another altercation. We know that one of the males, as we said in our release, did receive some injuries to his head. So we don't know if that has happened while he's been running away and he's fallen over, or whether or not that's happened in the second altercation. At the moment, we don't know where that altercation happened exactly, or we would really like to know. And as I say, there's a number of people that were involved in that second altercation that would like to identify.
All right, Andrew, good luck with your investigations. We just want justice for Jason. Detective Inspector Andrew Stamper. We'll take a break.